Where were these polls carried out?
This was a series of polls carried out at the same time in countries around the world. So it took part in the G8 countries, the big economies, America, Britain, Germany, France, places like that. It took place in some of the developing countries. We've got Brazil, Russia, India, China, places with the kind of fastest economic growth in recent years, and also some of the smaller countries like Iceland and Austria that have also been hit by the financial crisis. And it was carried out by polling companies in each of those countries with expertise locally, slightly different samples, slightly different methodologies, but still gives us a really good comparative set of data about what people feel the credit crunch is doing for them.
How do British people compare with those in other countries?
British come out as pretty gloomy. Maybe that's just what it is to be British, even in the good times, perhaps. If we'd done a poll like this, we wouldn't have been top of the table as the most optimistic nation. But where Americans are pretty positive, despite the difficulties about the possibilities of economic recovery and about banks and about the stock market and about their own financial circumstances, and certainly places like China, people are really quite optimistic and they do trust the government there. Perhaps that's just a sort of legacy of the kind of politics they have in China. In Britain, they don't. Trust is really low in most of the institutions and in the government. We're right down near the bottom, sort of 3 to 4 out of 10.
Do we draw the conclusion from that, though, that it's because our government isn't to be trusted, or is it just, as you indicated earlier, possibly a cultural peculiarity to Britain?
Well, it might be a bit of both. I think what it does, first of all, show is that people in Britain really have been hit by this, and they are frightened by it. And in a way, they're more frightened than other countries. The claim that Britain, as the Prime Minister sometimes said, is well-placed to come out of this recovery. Other countries are almost in a worse position. The population just don't agree with that. They're really, really anxious. Some areas, trust is absolutely at rock bottom. It might also show it's just a bigger effect here, that places like China, a lot of people haven't really felt the effects yet. That probably is changing quite fast, but not so far.
Incredible, though, Julian, that when people were asked whether they trust the banks, people were more likely to trust the banks in Iceland than they were in Britain.
Well, maybe that's just Icelanders being patriotic. They feel so dismayed by their banking crisis. I think trust in banks in Britain is really terrible now, and it's something that's happened quite fast. People now know that big banks like Lloyds, TSB, the government's had to put lots of money in. It's not just sort of troubled societies like Bradford and Bingley and Northern Rock, which started the credit crunch. And I think people don't trust banks for their money, but it also shows they don't trust the stock market, and they don't trust the government really to make it better.
Trust in the stock market wasn't perhaps quite as low as one might expect.
And also trust in the housing market. We asked around the world, do you think this is a good time or a bad time to buy a house? Britain came middle of the table on that, maybe because culturally we like buying houses. That's sort of what you do if you're British. Some other places less keen on buying a house. People aren't so sure of a house as an investment. But I wonder now, property prices are falling and banks are in trouble and there's not much interest around, people might begin to see houses as a source of investment rather than something to sell.
And which places in the world are the most optimistic and forward-looking in that respect?
Certainly in this poll, the economies that I think people in the city like to call BRICS, which is Brazil, Russia, India and China, particularly India and China, are really quite positive. They're the only ones who come out overall as optimistic, although there's anxiety there too. And of course, we have to put in a bit of qualification for the nature of polling in those companies. But the companies that did it are proper companies. I think people there have got used to economic growth. They feel quite positive about the future. In Britain, we're just anxious.